a tool house, a storage place, a place where you keep your lawnmowers and things.
Do you happen to know of any other words that you would call an outhouse? Any joke?
You mean a closet? Water closet?
Is that what it's also called?
A water closet, yes.
If, okay, let's say, theoretically, if you had trouble... Oh. Okay. Now, let's see. Before the phone rang, we were talking about... we were just talking about a certain term. Now, in theory, if you had a lot of troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, blank troubles too.
Who do you have troubles? What do you mean blank troubles too? If I was telling you my troubles, you want me to know how I would tell you?
Oh, no, you would just, let's say, if you responded using this sentence, you would fill in the blank saying, well, blank have troubles too.
Oh, well, Mary has troubles also.
Oh,
is that what you're trying to
do? Yeah, well, that's good enough. I think we've already gone over this term before, so it's already come out earlier.
I certainly can't understand this. I am trying desperately to understand why.
Well, you'll understand in just a minute.
All right.
A few minutes. Okay. Now, if I were to ask you the question, you'd have to fill in the blank in this question. And I would say, did you blank that noise like that person walking outside?
Did you hear the noise?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the person had already passed on by,
I would say, have you heard?
Right.
Are you trying to get me to say... I hear a noise.
Right.
I have heard a noise. I had heard a noise. Is that what you're trying to get me to say? All right.
Right. The principal part's the word hear.
Yes. I have been hearing a noise all night long. I'm sorry. I did not hear the noise. Is that what you're trying to say?
Excellent.
Did you hear my buzzer? Did you not? Oh, my buzzer just sounded. Did you hear it? Have you heard my buzzer? My buzzer sounded yesterday. Is that what you're trying
to say? Yes, that's very good. You've covered a lot of... okay, here's another one that comes in with a different sense. If I ask you, if you know a person, you might say, no, but I have heard.
I've heard of them.
Right.
I could also say, I don't know them personally. I have met them once, but I don't know them personally. I'm acquainted with them. I'm familiar with their name, something of that.
Yes, very good.
I don't know how this voice is going to sound on tape, son.
Oh, it comes out just well enough. It will. A word that you would use... For all
a senior citizen?
Yeah, a word that you would use for all persons, encompassing all persons.
A people.
Yes. And then if I would say, you are going...
I'm going where? I'm planning to go to church tomorrow. I'm planning to have dinner tomorrow in town.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm planning to go to DAR meeting. I'm planning to go to Palm Beach at Christmas time.
Sure.
I am going if nothing happens. God spares my life.
Yes. You belong to the DAR? I noticed that.
I was vice regent of DAR for 2 years.
Uh-huh.